Shalom Aleichem, Mishnah Yomi. Today is learning in Chapter 11 of Nedarim, Mishnayot Vav and Zion 6 and 7. This is our last week of Nedarim, Bli Neder, and on Friday, Bezrat Hashem, we begin Nazir. Well, we finish Nedarim and begin Nazir, Bezrat Hashem, just a few days on Friday. So Mishnah Vav, Mishnah 6, Amar Konam Te'enim Ve'anovim, Elu She'eni Tuemet. She says, and it's either the daughter, who is a Nara, or a wife, and she makes a konam, a ban, a vow, against figs, te'enim, ve'anovim, grapes. Elu, these figs and grapes, she'eni tu'emet, I will not eat them. Kiem la'te'enim, if the father or the husband upholds and affirms this vow with respect to the te'enim, the figs, kulo kayam, the entire vow is upheld, it's chai ve'kayam. A partial affirmation is considered a full affirmation because if he had problems with the other half of the neder, he should have said something, as is his right to do. The Mishnah goes on, Hafer l'te'enim, if he annuls the neder with respect to the figs, eino mufar, it's not completely annulled, ad she'yafer af le'anavim, until he is annulling it also with respect to the grapes. He has to specify both parts are annulled. Amra, now what if she had said the neder like this? Konam te'enim she'eni to'emet, a ban on figs that I will not eat them, ve'anovim she'eni to'emet, and also grapes that I will not eat them. Hare elu shnei nedarim. This is effectively two separate nedarim. So in this final case, the father or the husband could uphold one and negate the other. And we've seen a similar concept before. There was a case of the chain nether, where someone said, you are forbidden, and you, and you, and you, and you. So he's adding on. So, but if he specified each individual separately, then it would be a neder against each individually. Let's go on to Mishnah Zayin. It's a really interesting case. He says, Yodeya ani, I know, sheyesh nedarim, that there's a concept of vows, aval eini yodeya sheyesh mefirin, but I didn't know that I was able to actually annul the vow. So it's either a father or a husband is saying, yeah, I've heard of vows, I've heard of nedarim, but he never learned Mishnah Yomi. He never learned the Mishnayos, certainly didn't learn the Gemara, and maybe he heard some psukim, so he wasn't really aware that he had the power as father or husband to annul these nedarim. So the Mishnah says, yafer, he may annul the neder. This is once he knows. So maybe the neder was made on Monday, and he didn't annul it Monday because he didn't know that he had that right. And then on Thursday, he's complaining about his wife's neder against the grapes and the figs, and someone tells him, hey, listen, didn't you know? And he says, I had no idea. You know, he didn't study the psukim, he didn't study the Mishnah. So once he knows, he still has the right to annul the neder. And the Mishnah brings sort of an opposite case. Yodeya ani, he says, I knew, sheyesh mefirin, that a husband or father has the right to annul a neder, aval, but, eini yodeya, I don't know, sheze neder, that this is really an actual vow. We saw earlier in the Masechta, in the first few Prakim, sometimes a nether is batal automatically because it's a mistake. So maybe he says, well, I didn't think this vow was actually binding and valid. So in this case, there's a machlokes, a disagreement. Rabbi Meir Omer lo yafer. Rabbi Meir says he can no longer annul the vow. He should have done it. He should have said, well, this might be a vow. It sounds like it could be a vow. He should have annulled it right then and there on that day. Hachamim omrim yafer. The sages say he can still vow it, even if it's not the same day, once he finds out that this was actually a binding vow that his wife or daughter made. Yashar kochachem, enjoy your grapes and wine now, because Nazir is on the horizon.